you are a living legend, Mr. Cosby, and you know, you've mentioned some names. I gotta tell you, when you mention guys like George Carlin, and then you mention Moms Mabley, you know, Jack Benny, those names, could you give me your opinion of comedy today? I know you've been asked the question a million times, but is there some crazy notion that people feel that profanity equals funny? You really don't have to be. I mean, you could be just as rude and obscene without using profanity. It could be the content. Why do we have to go sometimes to the lowest common denominator in comedy today?
Well, I've been looking at this a long time, and my feeling is it's going to be here forever. So what is the damage? Well, I did a show in Portland, Oregon, and it was a private show for a family, and they had a family reunion, and I decided that since they had so many children there that I would do something that was entertaining to and for and about the family. I decided to bring kids up and talk to them and draw things from them, and it was very successful. But I am reminded also of a young fellow, 10 years old, and his sister, who was 8, and they came up, and he had his baseball cap on. He's 10 years old. He's looking very smooth, so I'm going to be cautious. I don't want to embarrass anybody. And his mother yells that he's a rapper. And I said, okay, now, you know, do you use that that language? And he said, yeah. And he said, yeah, and he was very cool. And his sister said, all the time.
Right.
And the people laughed. The people laughed, and I said, well, I'm not going to ask you to do that because there may be some differences of opinion about the language. So I will not ask you to rap, but I will ask you to please, you know, even though this is family and everybody's family around here, and if you have in the past 2 or 3 nights gotten up and rapped and used that kind of language, that's okay. And the language can also be something that either you're writing or you heard on record, and et cetera, et cetera. I just want to ask you some things, and so he was very, very. He stayed cool, you know, cool, 10-year-old cool, and he was very good. And I went to the area of something that's normal and natural, and that is sibling hatred. I hate my sister, and your sister hates you, that's right. And neither one of you get along, that's right, because she's always coming in my room. Well, he comes in my room, and oh, blah, blah, blah. And we had a wonderful time. A lot of the kids were around 7. I had one that was 5. It was 7, 8, 9, 10. Just a ton of maybe 11 of them, 11 kids. And I just had a ball with them because I pretended I was very irritated with their bad knock-knock jokes.
Right.
And then I wouldn't go along with some of these, well, knock-knock. I said, what do you want? And, you know, the kid would say, no, you're not supposed to say it. I said, don't tell me what to say. I am a grown person. Yes, but listen, you and the people just loved it, and we had a ball. The language for me is going to be here. I was on the phone with a friend from a college who is a dean.
Dr. Franklin?
Well, Dr. Franklin's gone.
Okay, I thought you were going to mention the quote that Dr. Franklin had about the village, because to me, I think that is the greatest quote ever.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's you know, it takes a village. Yeah, but there's a lot of idiots in the village. But this is a dean, and he said, you know, and he just said it this morning. You know, Doc, I'm getting kids in here, and they're 18 years old, but their behavior is like they're bad 8-year-olds.
Right.
And he said, I don't mean bad in maybe manners. He said, but they just, nobody, wherever they're growing up, caring about the other side. He said, they're making sure that the kid has the computer and whatever it takes
right.
to get ahead, but by the same token, they don't have the thinking. He said it wasn't just manners. He said it's the way you think, the process of survival, unless you're going to survive in what is today's behavior.
Well, Dr. Cosby, if I can just interject something, pardon the pun, but it's a different world now than it was back then. I mean, it is completely different. When I grew up, I mean, I got to give you a compliment. When my parents weren't around, I had a Dr. Huxtable to watch on television. I had Fat Albert to watch on TV, which taught me those little life lessons. Kids today, they don't have the same guidance. And I don't want to blame it on TV, but, you know, single moms, single parent households, sometimes the television is responsible for bringing up America's youth. And I think the messages they're getting today, it's not the same as when I was a kid.
Of course not, you idiot. No, well, it isn't. And there's a great deal. I was watching the news this morning because it's interesting to me.
You were in the mood to get depressed, I guess.
No, every day I turn on around 5 a.m. I turn on the news to see how far away the rain is. What I'm after is that this fellow in the news said, is it Britney Spears?
Yes.
She'd written an article in the Wall Street Journal, and these were her thoughts. And these journalists...
Wait a minute, did I hear you correctly? Because we're on a phone line. Did you say Britney Spears wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I was just confused there.
Yes. They started to cut her up. Yeah, well, what does she know about so forth and so on? And I thought... You know, there are times when you can be polite.
Right.
And you can say, okay, I have something that Britney Spears has written, and then read it and go away. You know, be a journalist.
Sure.
But that's tough to be.
Yes.
A journalist. I'm not saying that Britney's ideas were perfect. They're attacking personally. Well, what does Britney know? How does she make sense about something? Because my word, man, how many these programs, these morning programs, also bring out the latest report. And if you stay on them long enough, you'll find that starting January, the beginning of the year, somewhere around January 29th. Caffeine is no good for you in your coffee. And then 3 months later, so you know, caffeine, it awakens you, and because it constricts all of your veins and arteries, you don't have to use as much blood to move around. And that's how we find. And then 2 months later, you know, the reason for the cardiac arrest in 33% of all frogs, we noticed it because they were drinking water that was caffeinated. So you never really get a sound, honest look at things. The morning news I have titled "People Behaving Poorly." Yeah, That's what I call it, because you get people who ran over somebody, didn't stop. You get people who shot someone and then shot themselves,
it's
which I think the old joke about the guy, it was this guy who wasn't too bright, and he had a gun, and he put it to his head, and his wife said, "Well, thank goodness." And he became very angry, and he said, "Don't laugh, because you're next."
On that note, bye. I got to let you go because they're giving me the high sign. I got to get out of the studio. Bill Cosby, I have the pleasure of meeting you in person when you're here.
Well, you have to, but I just want to say one thing to all of your listeners. Bye.
Mr. Cosby, Dr. Cosby, it's been an honor. Thank you so much, sir.
Bye.